My name is Aisha Morgan Lee. I am 34 years old, and I currently reside in the Hill District community. When I was younger, I always thought I wanted to be a teacher. And I really, really loved school. I enjoyed school. I can remember when school used to be canceled, I would cry. And I would get upset, like, why is school canceled? Snow days, things like that. So much so that my parents gave me a classroom in my house. So I had, like, a full-blown chalkboard, desk, tables, chairs, the whole nine yards. And I say that because my parents always basically told me I could do anything I wanted. They never laughed at the idea that I wanted to have a classroom, that I was upstairs enjoying teaching. Literally nobody who was, there was nobody in the classroom, but I really enjoyed that. And so I had a wonderful childhood. We were a very close family. My mom used to take me to her meetings all the time. She was always on boards here. And so that's how I learned about leadership and business and running a business. And we used to travel a lot too, because her job took her around the country. So that was fun. So we always would travel. And then I also remember that because of my parents' work schedule, I had a village that always kicked in. So no matter what, if my mom was out of town or my dad was late at work, there was always somebody there who would pick us up or make sure that my hair was done before school. So, yeah, I enjoyed my childhood. I went to St. Benedict the Moore School, which is still in the Hill District, but it's in another building. And the interesting thing about it is the building where Hill Dance Academy Theater, where I currently work, where Haddad is housed, is at the school that I used to go to. So I went to St. Benedict the Moore from K through 8th grade. And then I also worked there literally every summer, because remember I said I wanted to be a teacher and I love teaching. So I worked there every single summer helping teachers put together their decorations and their classrooms and all that kind of good stuff. And then I wound up teaching at St. Benedict the Moore School when I was in grad school. So now St. Benedict the Moore School still exists, but it is two blocks down. They bought the old Robert L. Vann School, and so that's where it's housed now. So same school, but different building. I went to Oakland Catholic High School. It is an all-girls college preparatory high school, and I absolutely loved my 4 years there. I really liked being in an all-girls environment. You never thought that you could not do anything. You weren't distracted by the boys, and I still have a very close relationship with Oakland Catholic now. I had a big challenge with math. And I think that if my teachers at the time when I was younger presented it in a different way, I might not have been so fearful of it. I think sometimes, particularly when you are a girl in a school and you have the math and science and people see that you don't like it, it's kind of like, oh, it's okay that they don't like it. You still have to take it. At least for me, there wasn't any encouragement of it. And I think if somebody would have presented it to me in a different way, then I would have grasped it in a different way. There were some things I couldn't always get. Like, I have to do the math for certain things, and I do the math, but I know there are better ways that I could probably be making it happen if I wouldn't have been so fearful of it. I went on the Black College Tour, which they don't still have the one that I went on. I went on the Mary Elstone College Tour, where we went to 20 colleges in 10 days. That was a lot. But they do still have the Need College Tour. There's also, I believe, the Sylvester Pace College Tour. So I would take advantage of those. I went to Howard University in Washington, D.C. I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Dance from Howard University. To be on a Black college campus is absolutely wonderful. I always knew I was going to go to an HBCU. I just wasn't sure which one. Howard happened to be, at the time when I went, was the only HBCU that has dance as a major. It feels like home. They have wonderful homecomings, a wonderful environment. You learn about yourself. You learn about your history. And then you could also stand out, because when you get into the real world, you're going to see everything and anything that is not going to always be of you or look like you. And so it's important to be nourished there in that during those 4 years. My biggest inspiration is my mother. To this day, we actually work side by side. She is our development director for Hill Dance Academy Theater, and a lot of people find that interesting, but that is literally my ace boon coon right there. We enjoy working together. She inspires me because she never, ever settles for anything less than the best or excellence. And she demands that, and not just for me, but everybody she encounters, no matter how old they are. You have to really be strong about who you are and figure out what your leadership style is and not worry about what other people say about you. And then really figure out how to have girl empowerment with one another. I think that's one of the things that we do as young girls and as women. We tend to have this drama that we don't need. We need to be able to empower one another and lift each other up. My advice for African-American girls would be throughout the whole entire world, not just in terms of the Hill District, would really be to believe in yourself and know that you can do anything that you put your mind to, and to also always strive for excellence. Because I think particularly for Black girls and girls of color, you have to be better than everybody else. And you have to be able to believe that and not settle for anything less than the best. And I think that's very, very important. I think nowadays everybody's embracing, you know, black girl magic, black boy joy, which is good because it's really about each of us embracing one another and lifting one another up.